This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Guys, I am so excited to have Jillian Michaels on Teapot today. We have a lot to dig into. As you know, Jillian has committed her life to helping people be the best versions of themselves and live their happiest and healthiest lives. Well, thank you for joining us on Teddy Teapot this week. I appreciate you coming on to have the conversation because I was like, am I feuding with someone? What is happening here? And
no, you're not. But I can't say anything anymore without it turning into that. So I don't know if you actually listened.
I went back after I read the sixth press article. I'm like, okay, I need to go listen to what she actually said. And you didn't say anything bad.
I was like, I don't know anything about the program. And they're like, well, she's catching a lot of flack for it. And I was like, okay, well, is she a trainer or nutritionist? No. And I was like, well, there's the problem. And here's my advice to you, honestly, because I actually don't know anything about the program, is that whenever I step a little bit out of my lane, and I do a lot, I've written books about hormones, I've written books about pregnancy fitness. I always, because people come after me constantly, which I'm sure you're used to, I always get the foremost experts in the space so that I can basically be like, you.
Which is what I did. You and I have the same certification.
I asked that though. They said you had no certification.
My point. That is what these podcasters do in order to get clickbait so that then press will pick up the situation. So both people you spoke about have them. And you know, that being said, some of my coaches don't. It's all about lived experience. But in that same token, I go to watch workout videos online, sometimes by people that aren't trainers, but I love their workouts, you know? So I was just cracking up because I'm like, people don't even do the research. They just want clickbait. And then they want people to feel like on edge with other people. And I'm like, no, I need to talk to her directly.
I literally was like, I know nothing about the program, so I can't comment about it. Cause I just, you know, I mean, when you sort of know, or when you know about nutrition and fitness, you don't need to look into other programs because you know the science of, there's nothing to learn for me there. You know, when it comes to food, I'm looking at what foods are going to boost my stem cells to keep me younger for longer. That's the stuff that I'm actively trying to learn about. But I was like, no, I know nothing about it. And then they were like, well, she's catching a ton of flack. And I said, is she a trainer or is she a certified nutritionist? And they were like, no, she has no credentials. And then I was like, well, then that's going to be your problem. If you step out of your lane, you know, you got to make sure you back it up with the right professionals. So I was told you weren't. And I, to this day, don't know anything about the program and have no critiques of it. And I'm sure it's perfectly sound.
Of course, and listening to so much of the things that you've done and said and written throughout the years, I have so much respect for you. I think a lot of what we talk about aligns. And I was like, I really just want to talk to her because one, I admire you. I think a lot of the things that you have said, I'm like, that is exactly how I feel. I don't know if you know the history of me, but at all, probably not.
I do know a little, and this isn't because I'm too cool for school. The actual, because I hate when people come up to me and I am not that person because I know who you are, but they'll be like, yeah, I don't watch TV. And you're like, really? Oh, you know, and it's like this way of putting somebody down or acting like you're too cool for it. It's not that I'm too cool for it. I just genuinely, and sometimes a bit out of the loop. So I do know who you are. And then my girlfriend is actually a huge fan. And she was like, oh babe, I hope I'm not getting this wrong. She's like, she had her whole weight loss journey and the whole thing. So my girlfriend's like, she's younger than me. So she's a bit more with it on pop culture, mind you. So I knew of you. I just didn't know about your story. And then my girlfriend told me a little and I was like, don't tell me anymore. I'm going to talk to her and get to know her myself.
Yeah, no. So I, of course, I don't care. The fact that you haven't watched me is not something I take offense to.
I literally only have time for one show.
You say it was The Undoing. Please watch that. Did you watch
it? I don't. What is it? No. What is it?
Yeah, it's with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, and you need to watch it.
Is it new? Watch
the six episodes. You will not. Soon you're like, we're not feuding. I'm obsessed with Teddy because she told me to watch
it. We're not feuding. Okay.
So essentially, my backstory is I, you know, fluctuated weight my whole entire life. I went from, you know, not eating enough to eating way too much. And a lot of it was lived experience. And after I went through struggles with IVF and miscarriages and, you know, steroids and blood thinners. And then, you know, after I had my kids, I completely lost myself. You know, I was looking to my husband to validate me after, you know, he'd get home from work every day. And I just really felt like scared. I was like, what am I doing with my life? I've, you know, gained over 85 pounds. I'm alone. I'm scared to be vulnerable. I've gotten to the place where I'm not comfortable in my own skin. And so when I originally started my journey, I hadn't done any, you know, research on anything. I just started an Instagram and said, I'm changing my life today. Follow along if you're interested. And I blogged every day for 365 days and people saw my transformation. And during that time, I started learning about food and nutrition and how to be a good influence on my family and on, you know, raising my kids in a home that I can say like, this makes sense, as opposed to the way like I grew up where I was like, all right, I have a Diet Dr. Pepper and 5-string cheese and I'm good to go.
Oh, you my know? God, dude, I had the same upbringing. I swear to you, it was like diet sodas and
like all white flour. Like that's all I knew. So I really dove into like learning what works for my body and what doesn't. And so much of what you talk about just like lifestyle changes and figuring out long-term things that work for you is really what All In is all about. And that's why I was like, I completely think we need to have this conversation.
But like, to be honest with you, I was extremely clear that I didn't even know anything about the program and had nothing to bash. So I was just told you were by these two kids that you were catching a rash of shit. And that's when I was like, well, you know, okay, does she have the ability to back this up? So are you catching a rash of shit for it?
So a couple of months ago, there's a website and it's called Do Moi. And it like posts something. I didn't know about it, but it posts things like people having affairs. Which, by the way, they also said that I had sex with Chris Evans. No press picked it up. None. I like texted my husband. I'm like, why is no press picking this up?
Oh.
But
sorry. Isn't he like Captain America? Isn't that?
Yes, me? I was like,
shit. I knew it. I was like, I have an 8-year-old, so I think I actually, my mind is like going through my Rolodex. I'm like, I'm not sure he's a superhero. Yep.
They post gossip about different people, and they had posted something about from one of my former clients that was a client in 2016 that sent these messages about me. She also has sent me over 200 direct messages since, like, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. I love you. You're so funny. You know, like it was one of those unhealthy situations from the beginning. And then there was another influencer who I'm not even going to mention her name. I've never met in my life, who spent, you know, 4 to 6 weeks just bashing me and gaining information without having any proper like proof. Or actually asking to speak to me, and then just like went for it. It went to the point where I had to turn off commenting on my Instagram for like a couple weeks. And I just was like, I'm not going to feed into this negative energy. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I believe in it. My program's evolved so much since 2016, but also it is something that like, I have to have facts on something before I can openly like go for it the way that this person did. And I was like, I can only, you know, move forward with what's right and keep talking about my program and keep talking about what's changed over 15,000 lives. And that's, and now, thank God, I mean, we're back to, it didn't really, other than my mental state, because I, you know, it's hard to have somebody just going for you. What,
are you really not used to that?
It's different. It was different on Housewives because like, I know what I'm getting myself into on that. But when it comes to this, like, it's like my heart and soul and everything that I care about and so much lived experience. And like, my main thing has been to help people. So when somebody's saying you're doing everything you can to hurt people, it broke my heart. Like,
yeah, but that's what, okay. But if you actually, okay. So you actually listen to the interview,
oh, not where they you, were like, not from you. This,
no. I know. Oh, I'm just saying, I'm saying I was talking about how haters come from me all the time. because they were saying you caught a ton of shit for it. And I was like, I catch it all the time. Literally from every direction, I catch it. I catch it from the keto people. I catch it from the vegan. Like, God forbid. I'm like, well, you know, that's not optimal. It's like insane. I will catch no matter what. And that's A, I expect it. Because, and that's the part where I'm kind of surprised you actually don't. Because if you do have that modicum of success, right, then people are, it's king of the hill. They want to take you down. They want to tear you apart. Unfortunately, that's our modern culture is like, oh, are you successful? Hold on. You're going to get this far. And then we're going to tear you to shreds. So for me, I'm always prepared to catch. And that's why I catch it so often that my second piece of advice was, if ever I, you know, it's like, well, she did a pregnancy fitness video and she's never been pregnant and she's not ACOG certified, but I will hire the best pregnancy fitness specialist who is ACOG certified, have her create the program with me, have her on set, have her on the DVD so that anybody who steps to me, I'm like, yeah, fuck you, fight with this. And that's where I'm just kind of surprised that you didn't expect this. And if anything, as a peer and hopefully a newfound friend, I would think you might take it as a compliment and as like a sign of being successful.
It took me a little while to get there. Like, just being completely honest and vulnerable. Like a lot happened in 1 week, you know, this all happened with her and then they didn't renew my contract with Housewives. And that was the same week. And I was just like, in the pandemic, and my daughter had just had neurosurgery 2 months prior. Like, I was a lot. So first it happened and I was like, listen, I'm used to catching flack for like my appearance or my voice or that I use my hands too much, are all things that personally attack me. I actually have come okay with, but this was the first time it ever happened with my business, which my husband was actually like, this is a great thing, Teddy, you're global now. I'm like, you're such a businessman. But I just never, you know, what I didn't like is that anybody that worked with me or anything like that, they were starting to get bullied. And I'm just so grateful that that stops. You know, like, I had a nurse that worked for me and they started posting her name and doing these things. And it's just like, guys, why are we in a place where if we really thought that damage was being done, wouldn't you maybe reach out to that person and, you know, talk to them versus.
But it isn't about that. And you know that. I know you know that. It's about. I'll give you another example. And God forbid, I don't need to name another name. So I'll try to be somewhat vague. But years ago, oh my God, I stepped in a pile of this big. And it was my own fault. I was asked by Women's Health, you know, was I going to have kids? And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to adopt. And I was super insecure about talking about endometriosis because I thought like, oh, if people, you know that I struggle with this, they won't believe that I'm actually good at what I do. Cause it's like, if you're so healthy, you know, how could you have this? So I was like, oh, you know, I just don't know if I want to put my body through it. And I was like, kind of meant like what it would take to get pregnant. Anyway, it was a huge thing. Jillian Michaels thinks pregnancy ruins a body. Jillian hates pregnant women. The whole thing. And there was a fitness person who has a degree of success, but wasn't overwhelmingly successful. And she was like, she's a monster. And she's, I don't know how to name it. I was a phobic of pregnant women and just went after me. But the whole goal was, how can I make a name for myself by attacking Jill? Because she's the biggest name in the space. And that's basically what you're going through. Sounds like.
I mean, and thankfully, I think it's past me. I don't know. I've like just kind of pushed it to the side and I'm not even looking at it because business is good, life is good. And I'm just trying to focus on, you know, growing and learning and the next thing. But the crazy that you say that the same thing happened to me was something I said about pregnancy. Like
I cannot wait.
So
what did you say?
When I was struggling with IVF, I said publicly, you know, it's killing me, but you know, it's making me crazy because I always thought like this was the one thing that I could do. And now that I can't, I was feeling worthless. And everyone was like, you made us feel terrible. Like you did. And I was like, but that I could almost like, okay, maybe I was insensitive in my tone, but like, it was how I was feeling in the moment.
Isn't that crazy that in the world we live in, God forbid you have a moment of honesty, you know, because I genuinely was like, I don't know, it's scary for me. And without getting too much into my personal history, but if I was to be totally honest with you, it is scary. Any woman I've ever worked with who's actually pregnant is like, I'm scared, you know, and they'll tell you like, I'm afraid of tearing, I'm afraid of a C-section, I'm afraid of postpartum, I feel sick, I feel this, I'm throwing up foam, like literally. And you can have those conversations privately where you can be like, dude, I get it, it's scary, or I get it, it's hard, or I get it, you know, you're afraid, or you feel this way, or you don't want stretch marks. But God forbid you say like, I don't want stretch, you bitch, you don't want to be, you have a beautiful bit. People just, yeah, it's crazy.
And it's weird. We've reached a place crazy. Where everybody wants to tear each other down when maybe they even have actually felt the same. And it's really about something they're going through.
That's it.
And
you're spot on.
And I think that it just comes with time and it comes with doing it. I'm only, you know, 6 years into my business. So it's, or maybe, I guess it's seven now, but so for me, it's like, this was the first time. And it was like this big wake up call, like, wow. Okay. And, but now actually what it did was light a fire in me to go, okay, I'm going to push harder. I'm going to I'm going to work harder at conveying exactly what it is that, you know, that you're getting. So there's no confusion to anybody. And what you're
saying. So this is the business. The business is called All In.
The business is All In. It's an accountability program. So the way it works is once you sign up, there's a 2-week jumpstart. You send your scale, breakfast, lunch, dinner, proof of 2 snacks. And, you know, we're essentially your cheerleaders through the process or the friend that tells you what you need to hear versus what you want to hear. And okay. If you don't send it and there's not a good reason for it, then you're no longer in the program.
So what's the issue? I don't get it.
So that's the, you know, exact, like on our website, it says, you know, not everybody's a, you know, certified coach, you know, all of the information is completely, you know, laid out there, but every single one of my coaches went through the program and changed their life through it.
So they're certified in the program, and the program was, I love the way that I'm just asking, look, I've been doing business coaching. So now you don't need it, but my brain is like, I've been helping people like with their brain. So my brain is like, okay. And that, even though you don't need that, I'm just like, are the people that co-created the program with you, do they have the necessary credentials to certify your coaches?
Well, I mean, I created it myself through.
And you have the certifications.
And I have the certifications.
So it's your program, your diet, your workout, you have the certifications and they're just coaching people through the steps.
Yes, which is the same as Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. Think about it. If you go in for your check-ins, the person doing your check-in isn't a certified coach.
You could do that though, by the way.
You could have your own
certification program for, you know, and add that to your business, but that's a whole different.
But the main point was, when I first started my business, I didn't have the certifications. I just did it off lived experience. And as I started doing it, I realized these are things that I want to learn. These are things that I want to know. I have these nutritionists look at the program to make sure that it's right. Oh, I should add this. Perfect. I did. Like, these are all things that I want to make sure that you're feeling your best. And really what works in my program isn't about the food, which everybody knows, like eat clean, healthy food and you move and you lose weight. Pretty clear, but it's about the accountability. All of a sudden when you're having to send picture proof and you've got skin in the game and then you don't, and then on day 3, you're saying, you know what? I don't feel like doing this. I can send you the message from day 1 on the day that you started and say, remember how you felt this day?
That's smart. I like that. Yeah. I think also people will often ask me, I even think on that same podcast, it was like, well, you know, what if it's too strict or stringent or, and it's like, look, different things work for different people. So if it's like, no, I got to be held accountable and I need, you know, I need stakes, I need skin in the game, then that's what's going to work for that person. Some people do better on something that's more stringent because they want greater results at a faster pace. And I'm not saying more stringent than your program. I mean, in general. Sure. And then on the other hand, some people feel restricted if you put them on something that's too regimented and it triggers feelings of deprivation and it sends them spiraling off the wagon. So there's different programs out there for a reason. So someone can find something that works for them.
And that's your, you know, I tried every program there. I even did the cookie diet. I did the CG diet. I went through every diet.
No! All right, that I am going to bash. I am going to bash the crap.
I mean, I can't believe they let like a 19-year-old girl do that. Like I... And it was all things that weren't sustainable for your life, which is why, and actually make you feel sick, which is why I like dedicated my life, not only because it's the only thing that holds me accountable to this lifestyle, is also like doing things that you can do for the rest of your life. And if it doesn't work for you and this isn't something you want to do, don't sign up. That being said, it is for everybody. Like you don't have to be able to run a marathon. Like there's some people that go on walks. It's just moving. But if you're sedentary and you're eating all junk food, you're not going to lose weight. So
it's- no. you're probably going to gain. You're actually going to go the other way.
I know. Should we take a little break? And then for the next part, I'm going to talk to you about like maybe some New Year's thing. I'm going to get some advice for you from some of my listeners. A lot of questions came in.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'll put on my marshmallow chapstick while I wait through the break.
I feel like my lips are more chapped during this pandemic than they were before.
This whole year has been absolutely fucking nuts. I know. Has it not? Not even pandemic wise, like the people I know are going through, it's like fucking nuts, dude. Just, oh, my dad has brain surgery and my mom almost died from COVID. This kind of, you're like.
Every person I know, something like beyond belief has happened in one of their families.
Same, like horrendous breakups after like 10 years with their, like just awful. Like one guy lost his wife in front of his two daughters on his birthday while he was golfing. She was 34 years old. Just the craziest shit. You're like, all right.
I know, which is why, like, I think so many people have questions about like 2021 because we are going into a year of unknowns.
I know.
Even though people think like, oh, I'm so excited to get to 2021. Okay. It's going to be similar to 2020.
Do you think it's going to be that bad? I actually am hopeful. And that's
no, I think at the beginning, I don't think January, it's going to be, poof, here we go. All these resolutions that we're not going to keep.
I think, okay, here's my hope for 2021 is that, look, COVID cannot go on forever. The Spanish flu didn't go on forever. And that was 1918. So it's 2021 and we've got, I believe, at least three companies, right? Moderna, Pfizer, I think AstraZeneca, that all have a pretty effective vaccine. This has got to come to an end in the not too distant future. I mean, what do we got? 6 more months of this chaos? Like at some point, this vaccine will get into Gen Pop. The most vulnerable communities will be vaccinated first, God willing. And then we'll begin to reopen and people will be able to go back to work. And a lot of that depression and you know, insanity and chaos that it has begotten, in my opinion, in family units, in marriages, and all of that will hopefully begin to ease up. I'm also hoping that this year puts so much pressure on so many different situations that were unstable to begin with, right? Whether it was a marriage that might have gone 10 years too long, but COVID just cracked that in half. It was like, nope, bam. It was like a fault line. And COVID just applied pressure and the whole thing shattered. So it was a terrible year, but maybe it got you out of a crappy marriage that you needed to be out of. You know, maybe it brought things to an end, whether it was a career you weren't totally fulfilled in, a relationship that wasn't totally right for you. And while it, you know, wreaked havoc personally and professionally for so many, I'm hoping that it's like this huge tsunami hit everyone and maybe it's taking all the old stuff out and maybe it is making way for new beginnings. I mean, that's the only way I know.
And I mean, I even know personal reasons. Like I've started putting in the work when it comes to my marriage. Like we are now reading together. We're talking about things we didn't talk about because we have the time now and we need to do it. Like in order to grow as a couple, in order to grow as parents. So hopefully this time we actually take it. I'm not saying that every day we wake up and we need to be like, yes, we're going to do everything. But take the time to like get to know the people in your life that matter and have those tough conversations so that you don't, you know, become a pressure cooker and everything, you know, cracks at the, you know, when things get rough. And when it comes to health and fitness, what do you think as people are coming through so much stress, we should focus on, you know, as this year closes out going into 2021?
My message has never changed. And all I do is stack up empirical evidence to prove my point that, you know, your health is the platform your entire life is built on top of. It's irrefutable. It is your number one wealth. It is, you know, where health is not good, everything else will suffer indirectly without question. And now, you know, I started out this year with another scandal under my, you know, where it was like, I was attacked by, you know, a variety of people, which as I said, is par for the course, but about how, you know, you could be healthy at any size, which is bullshit. And it's like, then COVID hit, right? 3 months later. And I was like, really? What is the top contributing factor to the severity of your COVID case? Obesity. I mean, like, if there's anything else we need to add to our plate to motivate us in the coming year and the coming years, the coming decades, to take better care of yourself, look at how the people you know, right? The friends, the family, their friends and family that had COVID, how they fared. And it's very clear that when we take care of our health, it was just a much easier virus to manage. I'm sorry, it just is. It's not a question. I'm not a doctor. The doctors have come out. They've identified obesity as a major problem. And of all the times to really grab the bull by the horns here and find, you know, the silver lining, if COVID hasn't driven you to prioritize your health, I just don't know. I don't know what does.
And I mean, I think I fully hear what you're saying. And I think so many people, I'm sure they say the same to you, say to me, how are you so motivated all the time? How are you so motivated? And I always say back, I am not motivated. I am. If I was waiting to be motivated every single day, I would quit. I'm committed. So to yourself, you have to schedule yourself into your day and you have to make yourself a priority before you can take care of anybody else. And also kids are seeing what you're doing. The people in your life know what you're doing. So if you are not moving, if you're not taking care of yourself and yet you're on your phone like this, go play outside, kids. You're not going to do it. They're just not. You have to practice what you preach. You have to show up with your family or those things aren't going to change. And like, when you even talk about, like, I read something, I think it was in the Washington Post, about how teenage suicide is up.
Oh God, I know.
And it's heartbreaking because these are, one, living their entire life on social media, which we know how good that works out for us. Right. And these filtered versions of people's lives are their highlight reels. And they don't have any ability because nobody's taking action.
Did you watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The little girls with the filters and then deleting it in 1 second if they don't get enough likes.
Oh, I won't let my kids have social. I mean, they're only 8 and 10 and I'm like, no way.
No.
No shot, no how, not happening.
I let my daughter have an iCloud so she can text her grandparents and stuff like that. But that's it. Like, they're like, can I do that? No. No. No, because like, I already know what they do to me. And like, I have a pretty good like head on my shoulders when it comes to taking one on the chin.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but it does. I noticed even for me personally with friends, like you'd see pre-COVID friends out to dinner and you're like, I wasn't invited. And it would give me like, it would make me feel insecure and left out. It brought me to like that high school.
Isn't that me?
Yes. Dude, I was like, I'm going to mute that person. It was ridiculous. I'm like, I'm a grown ass woman. It made me feel like complete. I know
social's tough.
It's tough. Yeah. And they keep talking about using it as a force of good, but it's like, you know, which during a pandemic, you're thinking, okay, community, right? Like, how can we use it to bring people together and build community? But my God, right now, the algorithms are definitely set up for the opposite, to make people just feel like a lot of time.
They're the worst. And now it's gotten to the point where people can't be vulnerable and share what they're going through, because then either they're going to get attacked for it, or you want attention.
Oh, I didn't hear the want attention. I do know, like, the whole cancel culture thing. Like, God forbid you say, like, I hate IVF. Yeah. Or, you know, it's like, I do know that. But I did not hear the you want attention thing.
Want attention, because you're sharing. Instead of, like, you want people to know they're not alone, you want attention.
Oh, my God.
Lighter note, for those that don't, like, their gyms are closed and that entire portion of them has, you know, kind of shut down, and they're using that as their reason why they can't work out. Can you tell us a little about your fitness app?
Oh, you're so cute. I mean, look, here's the reality is that, you know, you and I both know that you don't need a gym. There's a million things you could do. So there are a million apps. Mine is one. You have a program, right? There's a million different opportunities to work out at home, to get outside, that are affordable and accessible. You don't need $2,000 for a bike. You don't need $2,000 for a screen on the wall, which, you know, is a great business, but not everybody has that kind of money. I mean, you can easily utilize your own body weight or some free weights, a jump rope. I mean, it's limitless. So
you have to want to do it.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I could literally name 100 different exercises right now you need no equipment for: side lunges, forward lunges, air squats, weighted squats, side squats, push-ups, walkout push-ups, sit-ups, plank, jumping jacks, high knees. But I mean, the point is, it's totally there for you and it's totally affordable. But yes, you're right. You got to be committed. You've got to want it. You've got to have your have often said you've got to have that why, right? Which is why you do the work, why you stay committed, because it is work. It is. It's sacrifice and it's work. But if you've got a reason to do it, then you bring a purpose to the work, and then it becomes a passion. Whereas without it, I think it just feels more punishing to people. And the year has felt so punishing that they're like, I just can't. I can't take one more thing that doesn't feel like a glass of wine in front of the undoing. Actually wrote that show down.
Now they're like, now that I'm, that's my night tonight. But I mean, I think also it's about figuring out what you like. I mean, I know that I used to fail when I would say every day I need to wake up and I need to do this. It's going to be this. I'm going to run this, or I'm going to lift this weight, or I'm going to go to this class, or do whatever it may be. To start, just do something. Just do something. And then you'll start to crave it. Then you'll realize that you're mentally feeling better because you're moving in some capacity. And then now's a good time to try out different things to see what you actually like, and then do more of that.
I totally agree with you. I even took up, like, I had never jumped rope before. And when we were in full blown lockdown, which now we are again, God bless this year. I bought a jump rope and I was like, all right, I'm gonna learn something new. I've always sucked at this. I wonder if I could get good at it. And I started watching these guys on YouTube called the Jump Rope Dudes. I'm not kidding. And I, like, worked out with the Jump Rope Dudes in my room because it was just something different for me. Yeah. And now I'm actually, I mean, these guys are amazing. They're guys that are incredible at it. But now I'm like, oh my God, I can actually jump rope for like 20 minutes and I can do like side swipes and boxer skips and, you know, cross skips and double unders. And it was fun for me. It was something fresh. It was something new to develop. It was a new skill that I didn't think I could ever get good at. And you're right, it gave me an opportunity to try something new, get out of my comfort zone. And that was nice.
And even you saying that just now, I'm like, oh my gosh, now that I don't pee my pants anymore after my last baby, I want to try that. Like, I think also what keeps it fun is set new goals for yourself. Like, for me, when I'm complacent is when I get myself in the most trouble. Like, complacency is not my friend. Like, I have to, like, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, and more like I need to focus on doing more meditation or yoga or stretching or running or whatever it may be. Yeah. Like, I have to do that.
I find that you and I, and I'm going to speak for you here based on, you know, what you've told me today, that you and I do have these inherent sort of obligations to it now, where it's your business, it's my business, we do have kids, right? So when you look at these, the variety of whys, it's like, well, now it's my business. So yeah. I got to show people that, like, I actually know what I'm talking about, because my livelihood depends on this. I'm my best before and after, or best case study. And then, you know, you're right, with the kids, what can you actually do? You do lead by example. You are their primary role model, at least for, you know, the first decade, I would certainly hope, or I've noticed. And, you know, my kids will, if I'm out paddleboarding or horseback riding or jumping rope or skiing, they're doing that with me. It's not like, oh, let me lift weights. They're 8 and 10.
Right.
But it teaches them that an athletic lifestyle is a fun lifestyle. And, you know, it builds their confidence and they get into karate, because I was into karate. So yeah, there's a motivation there. And for me, I want to be that cool mom. Like, I want my kids to look back and be like, my mom was such a badass. She was snowboarding with me in Tahoe on a black diamond. So I want that to be their memory of me. You know what I mean? And you and I have all these whys. And I would say that no matter what the why is, whether it's just skinny jeans, or it's meeting your great grandchildren, or it's raising money for cancer research because you lost a loved one to cancer this year, and so you decided to do like a stand up to cancer triathlon, whatever it is, I also like to find something that really is meaningful to me, and it helps me better tolerate that work and that sacrifice. And you and I have a lot of whys. I would say I'm hoping a lot of your listeners, your watchers probably have similar ones. It's probably not their business, right? But
well, I mean, kids, that's why I created the business, because I knew that I needed this so I could continue the habit for myself. I was somebody who, you know, growing up and doing, you know, living the way that I did, I had every excuse in the book to quit all the time. And being accountable has been the only thing that has worked for me. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I could do any program. It's just the accountability aspect of it is what I needed, and which is why
you needed. I get it.
And I think that some people do. And I think that regardless of where you are, it's never too late to get started. Also, I think people often say, I'm over this age, I can't get started. Anybody can get started. You don't have to do exactly what I'm doing or what Jillian's doing, but you can get started on what works for you. It's not one size fits all, but it is like you have to do some work for it to work for you.
Without question. Yeah. It's like, you can't just show up at your business or at your job and not work and not get fired. Or, you know, even if it's your own business and you show up and you don't do anything, you're going out of business. That's the reality. Like, you're talking about how you're working with your husband on the marriage. I mean, marriages are constant work. It doesn't mean they always work out, but it's work. It's not easy.
It's work. And you have to like show up for each other, yeah, or else it won't work. So whatever that is, and it's the same thing with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is just as important as your relationship with other people. Because if you hate yourself, you are not going to be good with anybody.
Oh my God. And if you're, you know what? Okay. Here's a good one that I was thinking about, a relationship that had gone sideways, not a romantic one. And I, you know, was feeling very sanctimonious. And I was like, I was such a good friend. And I did this and I did this and I did this and I did this and I didn't do anything wrong. I don't even see my side of the street here. I would kill for a friend like me. And then believe it or not, I saw this really stupid, cheesy meme on someone's Instagram. And it was like, do things for people because you love them, not because, or like not for love. And I was like, oh my God, like everything I did because I wanted them to love me. I expected something in return. And I didn't get what I wanted in return. So I felt slighted. And I was like, this is my own bullshit. Like, still deep down, this is my own insecurity of feeling unlovable. So I overgave, overextended myself, then felt resentful and bitter about it. And it's like, how many times do I need to have the same lesson of like, you got to give this stuff to yourself. You got to be that support system for you first. You got to love yourself first. And then what other people do give you will be enough, but not looking for them to kind of complete you or over. It's all, anyway, my point is, you're absolutely right. If you don't deal with you first, all of your relationships are going to kind of inherently have that fault line in them.
Yeah, of course. If you don't, and you don't, and also if you don't know yourself, like silly as it is, I just took the love languages quiz. Have you ever taken that?
Oh my God. Everyone has told me to read this damn book. And I've got to read it. Well, everyone has told me to do it.
Was like, oh, I'm a person that wants quality time. That's what I want. That's me. That I took the quiz and it's like, no, you want words of affirmation. And I was like, what? Compliments. And like, I had to have this like big talk with myself. And I was like, honey, maybe I need you to like, tell me things in the morning, like not compliments, but like, you're doing a good job. Yeah. But I had absolute, and truthfully, now that we've made that, his is acts of service, which is of course my worst thing. I was like, great. Like, now you want me to like fix you breakfast and do all of these things. But it's like silly, the things you don't even know about yourself. But once you make a little shift, so like, I'm like, oh wow, I do have a pep in my step when my husband's like, oh, I listened to your podcast. I loved it. Like, which I never would have thought that's something I needed.
Oh, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. It's an ongoing journey of self-exploration, isn't it? It's like, you, no matter how old I get, no matter how much work I think I've done on myself, there's always something new to learn. But that's why, right? You're saying you're committed, you're all in, because it is, it's like, it never ends. It doesn't end. It's an ongoing journey of evolving and growing and staying committed to that process, but it's worth it.
It's worth it for sure. I have two last questions that are
listed. Oh, please.
Their first, which honestly, a lot of people ask this question. So they want to know what your biggest like flex is on the holiday. Like what is like the one indulgence that you really get into?
Okay. So, you know, where I really do sort of cheat, and I have my justifications for it to a certain extent, is with alcohol. Like I don't drink a lot, but if I had my way, like if I really was disciplined, I would probably have like maybe two glasses of red wine a week. Cause I'm like, I could just supplement like NMN and resveratrol, like 1,000 grams a day and get all the benefits from my sirtuins and my longevity gene. Like I can get like, that's what I mean when I'm like, not so about like getting out on that sort of outer edge of the universe with food and supplements. But you know, that's where I'm like, it kind of makes me a little chubby. I'm already estrogen dominant. And you know, it's like, makes me a little soft. Like I wish I would just, I would love the ability to be like J-Lo and be like, I don't drink.
And she just did this thing with about her skin line. I was at her like new, you know, skin by J-Lo or whatever it's called. And I was like, her skin is flawless. She's not in the sun. She's not drinking. Like, yes. I need
to. Let's start another feud. Let's you and I decide that we want to go after J-Lo because we're so jealous. It's disgusting. Like, literally, I'm like, you're disgusting, Jennifer Lopez. Nobody looks like that. You've set an unreasonable example, and I'm furious.
The problem is she does look
she's
like
15.
That, and she works so hard. Like, you have to just be obsessed with her. You have to be like, she puts in the work. Like,
oh my God.
There's no one that works hard.
Crazy. And, yeah, and she'll just be like, I don't drink. I mean, what do you mean?
I know alcohol is mine, but it's for me, it's margaritas.
Wine. Obsessed with red wine. Obsessed. And then
I love my new house. It has whiskey. Huge wine cellar. We only have 4 bottles in it. There's like 600 fakes that we.
Now I genuinely don't like you. I've decided.
Now I have a
real reason.
Well, maybe I'll send you over one of our 4. Okay, last one. One tip for creating a sustainable lifestyle.
I mean, it's so cliche, but this really is like the answer. You know, when it's like, what's the meaning of life? The answer, the right way forward on just about every issue, whether it's politics, love, health, is balance. I mean, coffee's bad for you. Coffee's great for you. Red wine's great for you. Red wine's bad for you. If you overdo anything, whether it's vitamin A or vitamin C, or you underdo anything, right? You could drink enough water to kill yourself. You could drink not enough water and it's a problem. Everything in life is balance. It's not about, yes, go all in, but all in on a lifestyle. I mean, it's not about like all as in never gonna have wine, never gonna have sugar, you know, I'm gonna work out every day. And it's not abandoning all of it either. It's just common sense and approaching everything with some perspective and balance so that it's more manageable and it's more reasonable. And you'll find that with health or anything else for that matter, the truth or the right way forward, I won't say the truth, but the right way forward is usually somewhere in the middle.
I agree. Well, I thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to feuding with you again soon.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapot on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.